USA News. I'm John Schaefer. A shooting at a high school football game in Choctaw, Oklahoma has left one person dead and three others injured. Choctaw Police Chief Kelly Marshall says it happened during the third quarter of a game between Choctaw and Del City High Schools, and a large crowd saw what happened. One of the victims, a 16-year-old boy, later died. The other three were treated at a hospital and released. No one is in custody. Boston Mayor Michelle Wu was speaking out after a shooting that injured seven people Saturday morning during a parade.
Treasured community event has been disrupted by acts of violence from those who had nothing to do with the event, and there's absolutely no excuse.
The shooting happened during the Jouvert parade, which is part of the city's Caribbean Carnival. Several arrests have been made. The Price is Right game show host Bob Barker has died at the age of 99. His spokesman Roger Neal said in a statement, "It is with profound sadness that we announce that the world's greatest MC who ever lived, Bob Barker, has left us." It's reported Barker died at his home in Hollywood Hills of natural causes. Civil rights groups return to the nation's capital 60 years after Martin Luther King Jr.'s historic march to Washington.
Tens of thousands of people took part in the march and rally at the Lincoln Memorial. Among them was Martin Luther King III, who called the anniversary a continuation of his father's fight for civil rights and not just a commemoration.
We're coming together to say we must create the climate for America to move forward in a forward direction, not a backward direction.
President Biden and Vice President Harris will meet with members of the King family at the White House, and Biden will deliver remarks on Monday. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Recent Canadian wildfire smoke blamed for a major jump in asthma-related trips to the emergency room. The CDC says researchers found that ER visits were 17% higher than usual in areas where wildfire smoke enveloped the region. This is USA News.
With warmer weather comes the opportunity for outdoor dining, with more people now bringing dogs along to their favorite restaurants and cafes. But is this a good option? I'm Dr. Rena Carlson, president of the American Veterinary Medical Association, with a few tips. First, check ahead with the restaurant to make sure they allow pets in outdoor dining areas. Make sure your pet is healthy and up to date on vaccinations. Is your dog properly trained to sit or lay at your table despite the commotion around them? The noise and activity can be stressful, so if your pet is excessively barking, panting, or drooling, or can't sit still, these are signs your dog is better off at home. Bring Fido's toys, treats, and water dish, but don't share your meal with your dog. Finally, if you've never taken your dog out to eat, try going at a time of day that you will know will be quieter to see how they react, and be prepared to leave early if needed. There's more valuable pet information at avma.org.
Two people were shot and wounded during Friday night's White Sox game in Chicago. The two women were injured by the gunfire at Chicago's Guaranteed Rate Field. While the team is not saying where the shots came from, witnesses said it happened in the left field bleachers during the third inning of the game between the White Sox and Oakland A's. Mugshots have destroyed other political careers, but that's not the case for former President Donald Trump.
It has already become a campaign symbol. The BBC calls it yet another example of how Mr. Trump continues to defy political gravity. Several Trump supporters say the fourth indictment in 5 months makes him more relatable to the experiences of some in the African-American community. A social media post for Citizens Free Press included a video with the caption, "The hood is waking up." Court records show one of Trump's indicted co-defendants, Harrison William Prescott Floyd, reportedly remains in jail because he faces unresolved charges in Maryland, resulting from his alleged aggressive response to two FBI agents who did not initially identify themselves when they were sent to serve him with a grand jury subpoena. Those charges lead the judge to deny him bond in the Georgia case. I'm Rebecca Hughes.
FIFA has suspended Luis Rubiales, the president of the Spanish Soccer Federation, from his position. The action follows an investigation into his behavior during the Women's World Cup final, where he was accused of inappropriate conduct, including kissing a player without consent and making a lewd gesture. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.